Hey, welcome to Did You Watch Survivor Last Night? My name is Jake Scheidel. This is a podcast about reality television and friendship in which I ask my best friend, Thomas Powell, if he did indeed watch a certain reality show last night. Hey, Thomas, how you doing today? Are you doing well?
I'm doing all right. I lost you for a minute there.
It just froze. Whether you're just staring at me like waiting and just like I don't know what to do in this situation.
Yeah. I lost technology. You know, I was like, guys, where are we?
Hey, 13 years since that premiered.
Yeah, baby.
We passed that time on Friday, September 22nd, 2004. I was 13 years old. Shit. Loss has existed half of my lifetime now.
That's pretty crazy to think about.
I wouldn't have it any other way. I love Lost. Let's next time they take like 6 years off of Survivor, let's just watch Lost.
Speaking of Lost, we lost a week of this podcast.
We did lose a week of this podcast because GarageBand sucks and my computer sucks, and I don't think either of us really felt like recording a second episode covering the same things.
Yep. I have never and will never do that.
No. We did try to do that one time, sort of. Oh, no, we... This isn't interesting. Forget I said anything. And
anyway.
Last week you went to Riot Fest and we didn't want to record an episode. But we're back this week. We're done with the challenge. We decided that Leroy won.
Leroy.
The whole thing.
Deserved to win and therefore won.
Mm-hmm. Because the person who deserves it always does. That's why John wins every season. And if it turns out that Leroy didn't win, I'll just murder TJ Lavin.
Give him a taste of his own medicine.
Yeah. How does this taste, Tej? So, this week we're just talking about the people coming up on the new season of Survivor. So, Thomas, my question for you this week is, are you ready for Survivor Triple H?
It's all about the game, and how you play it. All about control, and if you can take it. All about your debt, and if you can pay it. It's all about pain, and who's gonna make it?
I was born ready for this show. It's a very good title and categories that make sense to have.
Well, you see, everybody agrees. There's three types of people in the world. There's heroes, like Spider-Man, Superman, Iron Man. And then there's healers, like doctors and probation officers, apparently.
Social
and then there's
workers.
Hustlers. There's hustlers also, which is another word that starts with H. So... there you go. Those are the only three types of people.
I resent the implication that healers cannot be heroes.
Yeah, that's real stupid. They did not think about this title at all. It is probably the worst title of all time, and I think that's why everybody on the internet is calling it Survivor Triple H instead of Healers, Hustlers, Healers, Heroes.
Healers, Hustlers, Healers, Heroes.
There's so many options of types of people. Heroes, high people, horny people.
Hype beasts.
Triple H. Hype beasts, hype men.
Hype bros.
That's a season I want to see with the hype bros. And then everybody else on the other team. So Jeff Probst, our friend... said that this season is all about secrets. That doesn't mean anything to
me. Why wouldn't you just call it, like, Survivor Secrets, then?
Survivor. Secret Island.
Like
the island.
There
we
go.
You can't see the island like a ghost.
Or John Cena.
Or John Cena. Or John Cena's ghost.
John Cena, by the way, a host of on Fox.
Yeah, that's correct.
Just like how, was the host of Dirty Jobs, John Cena is the host of...
Yeah, I don't see why you need to continue to bring up those two shows that we don't like here on this show. Did you watch Survivor last night? The only show we like is Survivor. That doesn't mean it's the only show we watch, though. All right, let's talk about the people on each tribe.
Sure.
Up first, we've got the heroes. Not to be confused with the heroes from the show that we've seen previous, who were on Heroes vs. Villains. Those were the real heroes. These are heroes in everyday life, I guess. Their thing this year is, like, we separated the tribes based on attributes other people give to these people.
What?
I don't know. But do you ever look at somebody and be like, that guy's a hero?
That guy can be my hero, baby.
That guy's Enrique Iglesias.
I see Enrique Iglesias, I'm like, that guy is a hero. That man made the song Tonight I'm Fucking You. He is a hero.
32 years old, Alan Ball from Detroit, but now he's from Houston. He seems cool. He says he might have a temper, especially when hungry. Those are the only notes I took on Alan Ball, former professional athlete.
Like, don't talk to me until I've had my coffee, except in this case it's food because I'm hangry.
He did say all of those words. I can't believe I forgot to write down that quote. Up next is...
No, I like Alan Ball. He is actually my pick to win.
For the Heroes tribe? For the blue team?
Yes.
I think. Blue, red, and yellow are the colors this season. Primary colors. That's it.
But yes, I will be picking Alan Ball, which I believe is also the name of the creator of 6 Feet Under.
Oh, is it?
Maybe. I'm going to look that up. Maybe I'm wrong.
another edition of everybody's favorite segment.
Thomas IMDb looked something up on IMDb. Rides again.
I bet that you're hoping that Alan Ball this season doesn't drop the Alan Ball.
I would hope that he does not. I would hope that he doesn't drop the Alan Ball so that we can have an Alan Ball.
Watching the season, yeah, I agree. Okay, up next on the Heroes tribe is Chrissy Hofbeck. She's 46 years old. She's from New Jersey.
Guess who was right? It was me.
Alan Ball created 6 Feet Under.
He's executive producer of 6 Feet Under. And also True Blood, a show that is much worse than 6 Feet Under.
Great. I'm really glad that we know that now. So Chrissy Hofbeck says that people think she got where she is professionally because she's a woman, but she doesn't agree with that. She calls herself smart and a lover of puzzles. She also uses the quote, smart is sexy too. I didn't realize people were disagreeing with that, but okay, Chrissy. She thinks that she will be underestimated, and Jeff calls her one of his favorite people of all time.
I mean, Jeff says that a lot, to be fair.
He did say that about literally everybody on this season. In the cast assessment that Jeff does, he was like, this person. I love this person. Like, multiple times. Like, how can
Jeff
you love
that,
this
Jeff
many
likes
people?
Almost everybody, and that's great. But as far as, like, you know, preparing you for what to expect from these people, it doesn't offer a lot.
Well... Yeah, I mean, everybody is basically the same character as
basically,
every other season.
Basically, you just know, the only thing that it tells you is that that person will not voluntarily quit being on Survivor.
Yeah, he's like, I
it's
like
the
this
only,
person because they
the
didn't
only
quit.
The only thing Jeff Probst hates other than the concept of millennials.
Oh, he does hate millennials. I hate how millennials are always quitting my baby, Survivor. It's weird that entire tribe quit that season. They got on the beach and were like,
yeah. Well, because they got
Nintendo
mad.
Switch?
They got mad. Well, they got mad because they weren't getting participation trophies for all of the challenges that they did.
Yeah, they were like, we got to the beach. Where's our trophy? I got
I
on
need
the plane
a
here.
Save space from the tribe.
You know, somebody called, outed me as transgender. My life is forever changed. Shut the fuck up. Go fight in World War II. You know? Millennials. Idiots.
Yeah, maybe we should have Senator Ben's ass on on to teach them a thing or two about work ethic. You know, the guy that worked on a farm when he was, like, in his teens and now thinks that he has the right to lecture people about work ethics.
Well, So he worked hard on a farm as a kid. Would you put him on the hustler tribe?
I mean, he is a Republican politician, so yes, he is a hustler.
Good. Because that means works hard. You know?
Yeah.
You know how everybody's always like, oh, you know those hard workers, they're hustlers. Everybody who works hard is a hustler. I mean,
yeah, they're
a phrase,
like, I'm a hustler, homie. I'm a hustler, homie.
They do say all those words in that order. Up next, we've got Katrina Radke. Oh, what did you think of Chrissy Hofbeck?
Whatever.
I agree. Katrina Radke, 46 years old. She is from a town called Excelsior, Minnesota. I think that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I think that's a pretty good name for a town.
Did Stan Lee, was like he the founder of that town?
He's the mayor and will always be the mayor.
Yeah. Yeah, he greets all of his constituents by saying, "Greetings, true believers."
Katrina was an Olympic swimmer in the 1980s. She calls herself
big
intense.
Deal.
Yeah. You know who else was an Olympic swimmer? Michael Phelps, known millennial. So, you know.
Maybe you've heard of him.
He's got the most gold medals of anyone.
He likes to smoke fucking dank kush.
Hell yeah, bro. I love weed.
He's the first person to swim a 420 in the freestyle.
Good one.
In the 69 meters.
That's good, too. I love weed, and I love fucking, and I love numbers.
I fucking love weed. Bro,
I weed love fucking what
all about that shit, bro. You ever hear that one Tom Petty song that's like, mm-hmm. "Let's get to the point, let's roll another joint"? That's the best Tom Petty song because he talks
it's
about
the best
weed
lyric
in it.
Of any
because
any
talks,
song.
He fucking like all his other stuff's bullshit and I hate it, but he talks about weed and I'm like,
I love weed,
yeah, man.
Oh, I just love rolling a J and smoking it up.
Yeah.
A jazz cigarette, that's what the J stands for.
Smoking it up, smoking it down. It's
oh,
like Tom Petty's. It's like Tom Petty said, you know, gets the point. Let's roll another joint.
Let's roll another joint. I just wanted to roll another joint with my friend Tom Petty.
It's like how I hate
420
every,
friendly.
It's like how I hate every Bob Dylan song except for the one where he's like, everybody must get stoned. Because he's talking about fucking weed, bro.
Oh,
his
dude,
other stuff
bro.
Is like fucking like.
Like, it's
limp,
fine.
Limp
it's
dick,
fine.
Like, intellectual shit.
It's
and,
limp
like,
dick.
Not
it's not
about,
like Limp Bizkit.
I'm not about that shit, but, like, the weed part, like, that's good.
I love that Tom Petty song where he's like, let's roll another joint.
Oh.
Bro.
That's my fucking jam
should,
right there.
Oh, fucking, dude. We should boot up Spotify and, like, roll a joint and just
Why
play
are we
that
listening
song in a
to
loop.
Sublime right now?
Oh my god, Amber is the color of your energy. Fucking love it. Bro.
About to give you the 3-1-1 on weed and music.
Oh man. You know, people talk about Sublime with Rome, but I'm all about like Sublime with weed, you know? I love it. I love weed and smoking it. Katrina Radke doesn't like weed and smoking it. She likes being old and swimming in the 80s.
Yeah, being a fucking square.
Love the Cold War, you know? Get out of here. It's all about the Iraq War, millennials, weed, sex. I love it. Love everything having to do with the new millennium.
I think that if the guy from Sublime was still alive, he would be on the show and he'd probably fucking kill it and he'd probably, get Jeff
would.
To smoke weed with him.
Oh,
and I think
be so fucking
that would
tight.
Be really cool.
I'd love a season where Jeffrey Probst is just like super stoned the whole time and he's like, bro, where's Tails at? Where's my friend from back home, Tails?
He reminds me of my friend from back home. We call them Tails.
I love any stoner on this show. They're all so good and fun. To finish up Katrina Radke's bio, she calls herself intense and she says she wants to be tested. The last person, she seems fine. She doesn't smoke that kush, so I'm not like super about her, but she's fine. Agree, disagree? Any thoughts on Katrina Radke?
Yeah, she's all right.
Yeah. Up next, we've got JP, 28 years old, from Los Angeles, California. He's a firefighter, but he calls it just a job. He seems real annoying, and I think I'm going to hate him. That's my opinion on JP, not Jeff Probst.
More like just piss, because that's what he is.
Yeah, it seems like he fucking sucks. Second to last on this tribe is Ashley Nolan. She's 26 years old, which means she was born in the 1990s. She probably likes that dank kush, you know? 90s babies.
I love the 90s.
I love Michael Ian Black. She's from Florida. She's a lifeguard. She says she's looking for what's next. She calls herself competitive, and she brags that she can feed herself.
She's looking for another episode of Next, is what she meant.
Yeah. Next was probably canceled by the time she was old enough to be on Next.
I wish that the Survivor bios were like the Next bios.
That would be so good.
Be like, what's up? I'm JP. Was he a firefighter? Is that what he was?
28 years old, I'm a firefighter.
28 years old, I'm a firefighter. It's just a job, and also, I love eating coffee filters.
Yeah. My name's Ashley, I'm from Florida, I'm a lifeguard, and my farts smell dupe. Yep, that's what she said.
Yeah.
My farts smell dupe.
What's up, I'm Katrina Radke, I'm an Olympic, former Olympic athlete, and I like to pee in the sink.
My name's Alan Ball. I'm 32 years old. I played professional football for a number of years. And
one time
I think,
took a dump on Jerry Jones' face.
And he liked it.
And he, because he asked me to.
Yeah. Because me and Jerry are good buds and we'll do anything for each other. Do you want to talk? Oh, do you have any thoughts on Ashley Nolan?
No, I actually have no thoughts.
Well, you know, let's get stoned with her. She seems like she'd be down for that shit.
I like this new brand of ours that's all about, like, weed culture.
New brand? More like weed brand, right?
Hey. 420, bro.
420. Oh, man. I can't wait for Survivor season 420.
Yeah.
It's gonna be so fucking good. And then it's just like 20 different strains of weed.
What?
And then like
what season
Jeff
are we on
Probst
right now?
Just eliminates them. This will be season 35.
Oh man, we're like just over halfway to season 69.
Oh, that's gonna be so good. I think season 69 is just gonna be like the sexiest players that have ever played the game.
Yeah.
See, it'll be called Hotties
Survivor Summer of 69.
Fucking great. That's a... Is that a Tom Petty song?
That's a Bryan Adams song.
Speaking of Tom Petty, you know that song where it's like, let's roll another joint. Fucking
you
love that
fucking
shit.
Fucking speaking my language right now.
Yeah, English. Last on this tribe is Ben Dreibergen. Dreibergen? Doesn't matter. He's 34 years old. He's from Boise, Idaho. He was a Marine in Iraq. He carried his buddy's dog tags all the way back to Texas for his mom after he was killed. Good for you.
Yep.
He says he loves his wife.
Dude, bro, like real quick though, like what if it was like, you know, the fatigues that the army had for the camouflage? Mm-hmm. It was like different colored pot leaves. How about that?
Oh my god, that's such a fucking good idea.
Yeah, weed camo. Kushmo. Oh,
Kushmo, love it. Do you think Ben D smokes that mad kush?
I bet he's down. Because he probably has like PTSD or something, and it probably helps that.
Fuck yeah, bro. I love diseases.
It's natural. It's from the earth, okay?
Yeah. Ben also loves his wife, and he says he wants to get along with everyone. I remember when we talked about him in the Lost episode, you said you liked him.
I don't think I said I liked him. I said I didn't hate him.
I think you said he's my favorite person who's ever been on this show or existed. So
okay, yeah, sorry. I stand corrected there.
You were probably just so stoned
so
when you said it. You forgot
it. I was
it.
Fucking
oh,
fuck.
I love
dabs.
Weed.
Doing dabs all over the place.
I love dabbing and doing dabs, you know?
Yeah, like four edibles.
420 edibles, man. Fucking fuck yeah. Love it. I was thinking I don't think I'm gonna like this guy too much. There were people on the internet that said somebody from the Heroes tribe will be on, you know, the Heroes tribe, but then will be edited as a villain, so that for Heroes versus Villains 2, and the like the promos for it, Jeff can be like, this person started as a hero, but then they became a villain and end up on the Villains tribe. And I think Ben D is gonna, I think he's gonna play that part. I'm gonna trust him. I don't like him. I hope he gets voted out immediately. I hope, honestly, this cast is not looking promising.
Yeah, to be honest. I kind of agree. So I picked Alan Ball from this
oh,
one.
Oh, you did. Oh man, I don't want to pick the same person as you. But there are like no other good people on this tribe. I guess I'll go with Katrina Radke.
It seems like the only other choice, right?
Yeah. She does have Stan Lee on her side, so that's probably
true.
Good. All right, so that's that. Let's talk about this next tribe. There we go. This is Soko. They are the healers. What constitutes a healer, you ask? Good question.
You could be a surfing instructor, apparently.
Yep. Oh, wait, no. I think that guy's on the Hustlers tribe. Anyway. Up first, we've got Cole Metters. He's 24 years old, which means he is another 90s baby.
It's true. He lives out of his car by choice.
Yep. He's from Little Rock, Arkansas. He is a wilderness guide who lives out of his car because it gives him freedom, like Bruce Springsteen, you know? He said that he will take kids into the wilderness for up to 200 days to build character.
Okay, he does this through a thing, though. This isn't just him doing that.
Yeah, through the woods. That's the thing he does it through.
Sure, okay.
Do you think he gives all those kids some dank kush in the woods?
I bet that he's, you know, got a little special healing prescription out there.
Yeah.
You know, natural. He's got a little, you know, THC.
Mm-hmm. That's what the second H in Heroes, Hustlers, Healers stands for, is whatever H in THC stands for. He says that people are best when they're facing adversity. Great. Good for Cole.
That's the sentiment of someone who, when, like, adversity actually threatened their lives, could very easily, like, just go back to living a normal life.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I think he seems fine.
Yeah.
I don't know. Up next, we've got Joe Mina. Not to be confused with John Cena. Although he did say in his bio video, you can't see me. So maybe they are the same person. He's 34 years old. He's from Connecticut. He's a probation officer, which means he's a healer. He heals the community? Anyway, he says he learned to swim solely for Survivor. He says he's good at manipulating, and he calls himself untrustworthy.
Probably not what you want from a probation officer.
Why wouldn't you want a good manipulator?
Well, I mean, the point of probation officers is like to help people get through their probation, as opposed to like trying to get them to violate it. At least ideally, that's what it is.
I guess. I don't know. I don't know anything about probation officers. All I know is about bounty hunters. And the best bounty hunter. Maybe the best bounty hunter in Southeast Michigan.
Well, he's definitely the one of the most famous, or he's one of the you know, the biggest ones in Southeast Michigan, right?
Yeah, yeah, one of the best. But I guess that's not the same as the probation officers. They're kind of different sides of different coins, those two jobs. Anyway, he looks like Tony from last season, who won his first season. So that'll be fun to watch, I guess. Up next, we've got Desi Williams. She's 27. She was born in June of 1989. So I think we could call her a 90s baby, but not a true 90s baby, you know?
Yep. She's not a real 90s kid.
Yeah, that's cruel. Like $1 million.
Yeah, no, I know okay. What you mean. I am a 90s kid. I understand that reference.
Love the Bare Naked Ladies. I do.
BNL, baby.
Love it.
Bud Knight Lime.
Yep. She's from Newport News, Virginia. She is a professor of something. Do you remember what she said she was a professor of?
I don't, but she's also a physical therapist.
Yeah. She says that she's a thrill seeker and that she's flirty and that she thinks she can win. And Jeff thinks that she will go far. Here's the thing about what Jeff says, though. I don't know how often he's right.
I don't know if he's ever... to mislead you.
Yeah, I don't know. I like her, though. I think she will go far.
Mm-hmm.
Up next, Jessica Johnston, 29 years old, from Louisville, nurse practitioner, another healer. She said her greatest accomplishment is in her professional life is earning her degree. I thought that was a weird thing for a nurse practitioner to say.
That's not the like, start of your... I get that it's hard, very, you know, those programs are very competitive and it's hard to get, but also, like, that's not really part of your career. That's...
Yeah,
getting the thing that you need to start your career. To do the career.
Yeah, maybe she just started this like 6 months ago, and nothing exciting or interesting has happened yet to her professionally.
It'd be like if someone retired in like a sport, you know, professional sports thing, and you're like, "What?" When you look back on your career, what do you think your biggest accomplishment was? Was like, "Oh, definitely like getting drafted." Like definitely getting drafted.
Yeah. I guess that's Darko's idea.
Yeah.
No, he did win a championship.
The thing is, Darko could say, like, winning a championship in my rookie year.
What tribe would Darko Milicic be on?
Darko would be on the Heroes tribe, as far as I'm.
Yeah, you think so?
Yes.
I think I could argue that he would be on the Hustlers tribe, because now he, like, runs a farm in Europe somewhere, and he's, like, doing real well for himself. So, yep. I read this piece about him a few weeks ago.
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah, you read it?
Yeah.
I love Darko. He's a good boy.
Yeah, he seems like a cool guy. He was just in you know, he happened to be good at basketball, and it was a way for him to get out of poverty in his country, but he never really loved it, and then now he's happy that he's away from it, so it's good.
And he's got plenty of money.
Yeah, he's doing okay.
Yeah. Jessica Johnston admits that she stalks people at the gym. She says she's a Christian, and she says she's emotional and asks, who doesn't want to see a blonde cry? Don't you just love when blondes cry, Thomas?
This is what it sounds like when blondes cry.
It's my favorite Prince song. Up next, Rourke Luskin, 27 years old. Her birthday was not listed. But, given that it's 2017, I'm going to call her a 90s baby. She's a...
Yeah, I agree.
She's a grad student and a therapist at a low-income high school. She says that as a kid, she would take charge of playtime and say things like, you're the princess, you're the frog, you know, like kids do. She doesn't think she's a good flirt. And she says she wants to play this game like boiling a frog, which I think, as far as metaphorical strategies go, is a pretty good one. I also just made note of that because that means she is, one, the only person to mention frogs at all in her video, and two, she mentioned frogs twice in her 2-minute-long video. I think that's a good sign for her, for going far. Oh, boy. And to round out this tribe... Dr. Mike Zahalski.
Fuck yeah.
This guy's got a wild story when it comes to Survivor. He is 43 years old. He is also from Florida, like, what was it, Ashley?
Yeah.
He is a urologist. He loves Survivor. Loves that Viver, you know? For most of his video, he talks about how his wife's hall pass, because, you know, everybody gets a hall pass. That's something he said in his video.
He said his was Sarah Michelle Gellar, right?
His was Sarah Michelle Gellar, and his wife's was Ethan Zahn, who won the third season of Survivor, and apparently also happened to live, like, 6 blocks from them.
Yep.
So he had to see him, like, every day. Oh, but get this. They named their son Ethan after him.
This guy's getting cucked.
I'd watch it on the Pornhub.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, I'd watch Ethan fuck anybody. He's a good looking guy, or at least was like 15 years ago.
I'd watch that guy. I could watch that guy fuck the phone book.
Jeff says that he would align with Dr. Mike and also listed him as one of the top 5 reasons to watch this season. Given his bio video and if the fact that he's the top 5 reason to watch this season, I don't think the season's going to be very good.
Yeah.
All right, final tribe in this three-tribe season.
We got to pick from this tribe.
Oh, we got to pick somebody from this tribe, too.
I'm going to pick Rourke Liskin.
Ooh, good choice. I'm going to pick Desi.
Rourke Liskin, I thought you were dead.
Okay, you pick Rourke, I pick Desi. All right.
Desi was my second choice, so I understand.
She was my first choice. Everybody on the internet is going crazy for the two of them, so I think we picked good, but also what does the internet know? All right, final tribe, the Hustlers, Yawa. Sure, that's what they're called. First up, we got Patrick Bolton. He's 24 years old, which means he was born in the 1990s, like the two of us, and a couple other people we've already talked about. He's from Auburn, Alabama, which I want you to remember that town.
War Eagle.
Sure. He owns a moving company with his brother that they apparently started in college and then continued after college. He made a point of telling us that he had a job in high school. He burns easily in the sun because he's a ginger. And he says he once caught a rattlesnake and kept it as a pet.
That's sure. A psychotic thing to do.
It seems like real stupid, right?
Yes.
I don't think that's a good idea.
It seems extremely stupid.
Yeah. What do you think of Patrick Bolton? Good, bad, stupid?
Leaning towards stupid.
Yeah, I agree. A lot of stupid people on this season. This Patrick Bolton, though, could be... what's his name? Who was Tails' friend? Jay? Patrick Colton could be the Jay to Devin Pinto's, our next guy's, Tails. I think Devin and Patrick could be the J-Tails of this season. They could be the Sonic and Tails of this season, is what I'm trying to say. Devin Pinto is 23 years old. Another 90s baby. He's from California. He's a surf instructor. He loves surfing. You know what else he loves? You know what else he loves?
Weed.
That fucking dank kush, bro.
He fucking loves, you know, just taking big old chiefers and puffing big smoke.
Yeah.
Big old bong
loves,
rips. That's loves what that guy
that
likes.
Weed, bro. He also teaches guitar. You know why? Because he's a fucking stoner.
He only plays Bob Marley songs.
He loves this one Tom Petty song.
Where he plays Bob Marley songs, and then he also knows What I Got by Sublime and Wonderwall.
I mean, who doesn't know Wonderwall? He says he wants to start an after-school program, and he mentions that he has a college degree and is apparently actually pretty smart, but thinks that everybody will think he's dumb, so he's going to play dumb. Not a bad plan.
No, it's a good plan.
You know what he should do? He just should just talk about weed the whole time. Like, you guys, you know what I snuck on the island? You know we all get one personal item? I brought 10 pounds of weed. Like, how did you get that here?
It was a federal offense to do it, but I did it.
It's worth it. Up next, we've got... Oh, do you like Devin Pinto? Little Pinto Bean?
I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, I feel the same way. Lauren Rimmer is the next person. She's 35 years old. Not from the 90s. She hates the 90s. She's from North Carolina. She is a third-generation commercial fisherman. She has a 9-year-old daughter. She calls herself hard-headed. She loves to be organized. That's all the information I gathered from her.
Yeah, sure. She might be good. I don't know.
Yeah. Allie Elliott is 24 years old. Another 90s baby. She's from Los Angeles, California. She is a personal assistant for YouTube sensation Glozell Green. Who?
That sounds like an unbelievably shit job.
Yeah, it sounds stressful and strenuous. I think that she probably applied for Survivor, one, to promote Glozell Green's channel, and two, to get away from Glozell Green for a minute, for a month or two. Another interesting fact about Allie Elliott, she went to Auburn University in Alabama.
Yep.
You know why War that's Eagle. Interesting? You know why her going to Auburn is interesting?
War Eagle.
That's not the fact I was going to tell you.
I just know that's the thing you say. Like, you know how with Alabama you say Roll Tide? With Auburn you say War Eagle.
Okay.
What is the interesting thing?
Also went to Auburn University, Patrick Bolton.
Sure, yeah.
They're on the same tribe.
That's pretty funny.
They knew each other in college.
They are the same age. That's not terribly surprising.
They apparently, like, ran in the same circle of friends. I don't know if they're going to, like, use that at all, but it's what everyone is talking about on the internet. In an interview with The Hollywood Reporter, they ask everybody what they thought of all the other contestants, I guess. And about Allie, Alan Ball said, "She's cute, she's cute, she's cute, she's cute." That's all he said.
Sure.
Great. Her dad was black and her mom was white, so, and she had a very diverse group of friends growing up, and she says it's just like Survivor.
Well, about that.
Not quite. She says that she'll do whatever she has to do to win. That's great. Jeff says that she will make it far and wouldn't be surprised if he saw her at the end.
He says that about, like, almost everyone.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at least he won't be wrong when they get to the end, then.
That's a good point.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't make. That's true.
That's a true statement right there.
Up next is, Ryan Ulrich. You stopped watching his video, I think.
Oh, this you fucking guy, yeah. You turned his
off early. 23 years old. Another 90s baby. He's from New Jersey. He is a bellhop. He says he's good at talking to people. He had a speech impediment growing up, which made him want to be well-spoken as an adult.
Now he won't ever fucking shut up.
Yeah, seriously, shut the fuck up, bro. You know what you should do with that mouth of yours?
Put fucking some blunt fucking joint there. In it.
Smoke up, bro. Oh, we didn't... Do you think Allie Elliott's a big stone head? I bet she loves
she's
that.
A stonehead.
Survivor Stonehenge, and it all takes place within the monument, but everybody's like super stone the whole time. Great season idea, Jeff. Call us up. You've got our number. I email it to you every day, and you have not responded. It's rude. He says he will be the first person to wear a turtleneck on Survivor. I don't know if that's true. And also. It's not important.
Yeah, this isn't something to be proud of.
Yeah. He says that he's average enough at enough things that he'll be able to fly under the radar. Not a bad strategy, I guess.
No.
Also, he loves his dad a lot.
Sure.
Great.
As do many people. You're not fucking special.
Yeah, get the fuck over yourself. I'm a millennial. I love my dad. Great. Thoughts on what's his name? Ryan Ulrich. I already forgot his name.
I don't like him. We'll see. I've been wrong before.
He looks like a serial killer. That's my
I didn't like Adam, and then I liked Adam, so.
That's true. Yeah. I think this guy's more like the Cochran type than the Adam type, though. Although you could argue that Adam was the Cochran type of his season, so they both won. So maybe this guy will win, too. And finally, we've got Simone Wynn, 25 years old, also a 90s baby. This tribe, 5 of the 6 people on this tribe are from the 90s. So I'm
Yeah, it's almost like
millennials
our
have
entire
to work
generation
hard.
Does not have any kind of job security.
Well, you know why millennials are working so hard all the time? Because they need all that money to buy that dank kush.
Yeah, baby. And all those participation trophies.
Yeah, those are not cheap.
But I also think it's kind of insulting to have someone who is a like diversity advocate listed as a hustler.
Yeah, I feel
I'm
like
I'm just trying to grift a bunch of SJWs, you know, to oppress white people, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think she's doing the world some good. I feel like she would be better suited for the healer tribe, though.
Yeah.
As a diversity advocate, but I don't cast the show. New York City, a diversity advocate. She says she's honest about her feelings and believes in constructive confrontation. I think that's great. I think it'll come back to bite her in the ass, though.
Yeah,
people don't
say,
like
that's,
to be confronted on this show.
Probably not good for this show.
Yeah. She says that she is very confident in both her appearance and her intelligence.
Ugh.
Not a good sign for Simone Wynn.
Come on.
She plans to use people's insecurities against them and wants to keep it quiet whenever she's the swing vote. That's, you know, smart, I guess. And she uses supposedly an old Vietnamese saying to close out her bio. I looked up this saying and I couldn't find it anywhere else other than her video, but I still like it. She says, you smile when they hurt you, you smile when they betray you, you keep smiling, you smile until you kill them, because the moment you stop smiling is the moment that they notice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that encompasses this game pretty well. After all, it is time to play the game.
Sure.
Triple H, Survivor.
Isn't Thai Vietnamese?
I think
so. I'm pretty sure he is.
Yeah, could be. I don't know.
I'm just saying, because that would make it the second Vietnamese saying, because he had the one that he said.
Oh, about the hyacinth plants?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that what you're thinking of? Yeah. That was also a really good metaphor.
It was great.
Yeah, love that guy. I don't want to see him for a while, though.
Survivor. No, no, but he's a wonderful man.
Yeah. All right, so that's... who are you picking for this tribe? To make it at least to the merge. Who can I pick first, because I don't want you to pick my person?
Okay.
I'm gonna pick Simone.
Which one was Simone again?
She's the person we literally just talked about.
Oh, okay. who are the people? Just name the people again.
Simone, Ryan, Allie, Lauren, Devin, aka Pinto Bean, and Patrick.
Which one was Lauren again?
Lauren's the only person not born in the 90s.
Oh, right.
She has a daughter. She's hard-headed and loves to
be
organized.
Is it Allie that was
Allie
the,
Elliott,
the
yeah.
The personal assistant? Yeah, I'll pick her.
Alan Ball has a crush on her. I'd love to see what happens with that. I come to Survivor for the showmance. Okay. So we've got all our predictions for our people for the season, up until the merge, at least. Who do you think will win the first immunity challenge? Do you want the tribe names again?
Yes.
All right. Hustlers are called Yawa. Soko is whatever the second thing is. And Lavu is the Heroes.
I think the Heroes are going to win it.
I think the Healers are going to win it. Soko, that's their name. Ugh. I think it's so stupid how they separate tribes like this and then still give them nonsensical, I guess not nonsensical, but names that separate them.
I guess they do that because, you know, if they tribe swap.
I suppose, yeah. But they, you could just be like, heroes versus villains, they didn't... I don't think they had tribe names. I think they were just heroes and villains. Anyway, it's stupid, and I hate it, and this show is bad. Only part of it is... only part of what I just said is true. Okay, immunity we picked. Reward, who do you think is going to win the reward?
The healers.
I'm going to go with the hustlers. What do you think the reward is going to be?
Burgers.
Hamburgers?
Yeah.
I'm going to say Flint. That was a stupid choice, Thomas. You should have picked Flint. It's always Flint in the first challenge.
Wait, sorry. I'm going to say tools to make a shelter.
Oh, okay. That's also a good choice. Okay. Who do you think will be the first person voted out? Do you remember everyone's name?
I think that... Okay, so...
You want me to go through everybody again?
No, I'm just trying to think of which tribe I think is going to go to tribal council. I think it'll probably be hustlers.
Mm-hmm.
And in that case, I'm going to say that... I'll say probably the non-millennial is the one that gets voted off.
Lauren Rimmer.
Mm-hmm.
That's who I was going to pick as well. So we agree on that one. Yeah. Easy pick off. Because, like, if you're, like, a group of five good-looking young people who are all within, like, 2 years of each other, and then there's one lady who's, like, the age of your youngest aunt, it's like, get her out of here. We want to smoke it up with our friends, mom.
It's unfortunate for her that she's in that position.
Yeah, she pulled the short stick on that one. Is there anything else we do for predictions for Survivor?
I don't think so. I think we can move on to a certain cast that you're going to read me.
Oh, buddy.
The participants of.
All right. So we are done with the Challenge 30-30 for the season. Congratulations, you won. Well, we both quit before the game was over, so we both lose. That's going down in the record books.
So TJ will never allow us to watch it again because we quit.
Well, guess what, TJ? I already watched the latest episode. So coming up, well, we're done with the Dirty 30. Champs versus Stars is still happening, and whether or not we'll watch it is a question we will answer at a later date. But I am very excited about it. I know I'm going to. We might not talk about it, but I'm super watching it. So it's Champs versus Stars, as in people who have been on the challenge versus celebrities. They're not actually all champions. They're just finalists, people who have made it to a final. So that's it. It's hosted by The Miz, which I'm very excited about. Here's the challengers who will be on it. Anissa, your girl. Ashley M. Camilla, but don't know why they asked her back on, but apparently she gets physical with a producer and is removed from the show and may be banned for good now.
Yeah, well, I could see that, but also, like, why, if they were going to ban her from the show, wouldn't it have already happened?
Well, maybe she had never gotten physical with the crew before. Maybe it was just the cast. And they're like, Camilla Nader no more. Can't deal with it. Up next is Corey. And then CT. Emily Schramm, who I don't think you have seen since we've been covering the challenge.
Probably not.
But is cool as fuck. And she hasn't been on in a while, and I'm really excited to see her come back. Jenna. Of course, John. Wes. And Zach, and then there's also one replacement that might spoil Dirty 30. Do you want me to tell you anyway?
Sure.
Tori Deal.
Oh, damn. All right.
Yeah, so apparently she's going far this season. And the team of celebrities. I'm so excited about most of them. Some of them I have not heard of, but anyway, Josh Murray from The Bachelor and Bachelor in Paradise. Don't know why I get Ashley I, but whatever. She's my preferred person from the Bachelor franchise, but whatever. We'll take Josh Murray, who fucking sucks. Sean Johnson.
Isn't he like a, is Sean Johnson like a snowboarder or something?
I think Sean Johnson is a gymnast.
Okay.
I don't remember. Ariane Andrew. Does that name sound familiar?
No.
She also goes by Cameron.
Cameron, who's no longer... is not employed by WWE anymore.
Yep. Apparently, she's still enough of a star to be on this show, though.
I guess.
Somebody named Justina Valentine from Wild and Out, and also Matt Rife from Wild and Out. I don't
watch Matt Rife is on this?
Yeah, you know that person?
How is Matt Rife showing his face after he got owned so fucking hard by Brandon Wardell on Twitter, like, a year ago?
Okay, I do kind of remember that. I didn't realize they were the same person.
That's hilarious.
The picture that they posted for the cast list looks fucking obnoxious. Does he suck? Does he suck a lot?
Oh, he totally does.
Great. Can't wait to see him get murdered by TJ. Michelle Waterson from the UFC. Kim Glass from the Olympics. Have you heard of her?
Okay.
And the final three people are fucking incredible.
Okay.
Okay. Do you remember a movie called Like Mike?
I am familiar with this movie.
Who was the lead in Like Mike?
It was Lil Romeo, was it not?
I believe it was. I can never remember if it was Lil Romeo or Lil Bow Wow. But guess who's going to be on this season?
Oh, wait, no, it was Bow Wow. It was Bow Wow.
Oh, well, guess who is going to be on this season anyway?
Who?
Lil Romeo.
Hell yeah.
Okay, next person could be eligible for Survivor initials only, because he often goes by his initials. And his name, or his initials, are T.O.
Oh, Terrell Owens!
Yep.
Hell yeah.
And rounding out the cast, he is a rapper. Do you have any guesses yet? I'm going to keep giving you hints until...
Is it Flo Rida?
It is not Flo Rida, but okay. You are not far off. He has the same initials as a recent-ish president. The president from before we were born. The most recent president from before we were born has the same initials as this rapper.
This isn't helping me.
Okay. This character was unofficially the inspiration for a James Franco character.
Oh, shit, Riff Raff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Riff Raff is going to be on the challenge.
Okay, I'm ready for this.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited. It's going to be a shit show.
Yeah, this is an incredibly weird mix of people. I'm ready
for it. It's weird that they got athletes on it.
Yeah.
It's like we did that one already last year. Remember that it was good? Like, just do Champs versus Pros again. I don't know why.
Yeah, it worked. It was good.
Why is Josh Murray on this? And fucking Riff Raff. And Lil Romeo.
Matt Rife. I bet it was really hard for MTV to get Matt Rife, a person they already employ.
Yeah. Alright. So Survivor, Triple H starts this Wednesday. And I am super excited for it. Do you want to hear the first episode title?
Sure.
I'm not crazy, I'm confident.
It should have been, I'm not crazy, I'm just a little unwell.
I'm not crazy, I'm just a little unwell. Right now, you can't tell. But say a while, maybe then you'll see.
A different side of me.
Alright. Guess who I talked to today on Twitter? You probably won't know, but it's a person who played Survivor a few seasons before we started this show. Eric Reichenbach.
Okay.
He played a couple seasons a while ago. He came up with an idea to have Survivor film in Alaska in the summertime. And he posted some pictures of Alaska in the summertime, and it looks incredible. So he was like, hey, every episode of Triple H... let's tweet at Jeff Probst to get him into this idea. So
I like it.
8, 7 Central, every Wednesday. Tweet at Jeff Probst, Survivor Alaska, or whatever. And I guess follow Eric Reichenbach on Twitter.
Sure. Friend of the show, apparently.
Yeah. We've talked on Twitter a couple tweets to each other. So basically my best friend now.
Whoa.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just joking. Just J-ing with you. Hey, speaking of J's, you want to spark up a joint?
Fucking roll another joint, fucking my guy.
Oh, my God. You know that Tom Petty song?
Yeah.
Love it. Love that shit. Speaking of Twitter, use the hashtag TJ on Survivor. We haven't given up on TJ Lavin getting on Survivor, so let's make it happen. You can follow us on Twitter, DYWSLN. I have started watching the new season of Are You the One, and we'll tweet about it on that page, I guess. Or you can follow me at Jake Shadell.
Follow me at Tom Not Tom.
You can like us on Facebook at Did You Watch Survivor Last Night. You can email us didyouwatchlastnight@gmail.com. And you email us, sign at your pal Jeff Probst, and review us on iTunes. Five stars for that.
Five stars, please.
All right. Are you ready for Survivor Triple H, Thomas?
Yeah, I think I'm ready, ready to rumble.
Are you ready to play the game?
Yeah, I do believe that it is time to play the game.
There are no gangs. Okay, well, I guess all we have to say yet is have a great summer.
Deuces. Or I think more accurately, trips for this one.
Trips? Ah, oh, good. Yes. Strong boy, our friend John Cena.
He's got the force of a great typhoon. Mysterious as
the Force Awakens.
Mysterious as the dark side of the moon.
Mm-hmm. Pink Floyd. Weird that Mulan was all about Pink Floyd, actually. Did you know that when you sync up Mulan and Dark Side of the Moon,
I always did think it was weird that they had the musical number in there that was like, I, in parentheses, Mulan, have become comfortably numb.
My name is Mulan, and I am comfortably numb.
Yep.
Yeah, great flick. Can't wait to see it in live action.
Because that needs to happen.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, it hasn't happened already, which means it needs to happen. Also, I'm so upset that they're making all these movies that are, like, live action, but it's all CGI. That's not live action. That's computer-generated action.
Yeah, I don't think you should be able to make a live-action Jungle Book until you can get animals that can talk. If you have real animals that can talk, then you can make that
movie. Yeah. So it should be only parrots and the cat from Sabrina.
Oh, it's so fucking hot.